In his post-game news conference last Sunday, Blake Bortles told the media he expected the Jaguars to win. Allen Robinson said pretty much the same thing. It had nothing to do with the opponent. They weren't telling us the Dolphins weren't any good. It had everything to do with the Jaguars and their mindset. Gus Bradley has worked tirelessly since he arrived nearly 3 years ago to build a locker room that focuses on playing their best and not worrying about who they're playing. And that's big, especially this week. Anywhere I go, folks pretty much expect to lose on Sunday when the Jaguars play in New England. And I get it. They're playing the defending Super Bowl champs, and they're 0-6 all time against Tom Brady. It's really difficult in the NFL to forget the recent past. Just read some of the articles from the Miami media this week. It's almost as if the Jaguars were supposed to lose to the Dolphins because they were only 3-13 last year. The New England Patriots were one of the worst teams in football from 1989 to 1992. They had five consecutive losing seasons, including 1-15 in 1990 and 2-14 in 1992. They missed the playoffs for seven consecutive seasons and went 10 years between playoff wins. But they've won four Super Bowls since Bill Parcells began that turnaround in 93, and they played in the fifth. You're allowed to get better, and the Jaguars are. Now, I don't know whether they win on Sunday in New England, but they can. What's more important is that the Jags know they can, and they do.